We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a very busy show today. Of course, the debate coming up. A guest later on in the show about the banking industry. But let's open up on a topic here that is undeniably of critical importance. And having been a runner for a number of years and firmly believing in exercise and removing toxins from your system, No, I didn't write the book, but I totally endorse the author, Giacomo Fasano, and he is the author of Revolutionary Power Cycles. It's published in a hardcover, paperback, and ebook by Ex Libris. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com, ExLibris.com, and Amazon.com to get a copy of the book. And if you want to go to the website, it is Revolutionary powercycles.com. Giacomo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, and I love what you're saying. My introduction indicated that, but you've got more than the element of just exercise and diet in there. There's a reason behind it. You did a lot of research in writing this book. What's your background? What led you to write this extremely informative book?
Well, it really stemmed from my own running experiences that started only 10 years ago. About 2 years ago, I started to look in the mirror and say, hey, something's going on here. I'm 46, and I'm just feeling better every day. Obviously, running's good for you. But it started to open my eyes to the details. Like, what is it that really is happening here, you know? And to me, I became convinced to some of the things that during the run that were contributing to this feeling of amazing appearance and health and vitality, and it led to me, you know, concluding about the sweat and heavy sweats, and I knew that it had something to do with that. So I decided I was going to write a book and detail what exactly I do when I run, and that's what the basis of the book was. And during the fact-finding mission, I made a pretty big discovery that I thought was relevant, and that, you know, I'm pushing, and that was the fact that there's lead and nickel and heavy metals in sweat. That's highly overlooked. It's per liter of sweat is like a 0.05 milligrams to 0.75 milligrams of lead, which turns out to be actually the size of a piece of sand. The largest piece of sand is 0.05 milligrams. That's the minimum amount of lead in a liter of sweat. So it became this, wow, lead's in our sweat, lead's in our body, and I didn't even know that. So that was what really transpired a lot of the content from there, other than the other great facts about running. And I'd like to start off by just by saying to everyone, you know, running is perceived as sometimes a very tedious task. The biggest thing is when you look in the mirror, you look at how you're built, you got arms, legs, and we walk. And running is really nothing more than a walking with some pace. And I fell in love with the process of running and what it means and what it delivers. And at this point, I believe we're built to run, built to sweat, and built to self-heal. And the details are starting to come out that show that.
Yeah, I was going. That was my next question here, and I'm glad you led into it. Is what kind of, since you don't have a medical background, what kind of medical research has validated the conclusions you've come to?
Okay, that's a great question. I don't have a medical background. I'm a business grad. I do have a law degree. I've been in sales for a long time, and you know what it is basically the content of sweat. Is public. It's scientifically recognized. You have components of it like sodium, lead, nickel, urea, magnesium, a lot of the good minerals. And what led to it is, you know, quite frankly, just researching the bad ones and seeing that in the body they're carcinogenic. They're very toxic, and they, you know, they've been known to lead to many illnesses, including cancer. So what got me going was looking into, like, the World Health Organization and the EPA, Environmental Protection, and even the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, you know, ranking lead and nickel and mercury, all these very, very high up on the toxic ranking. And so I'm saying to myself, you know, they're recognizing this, but there's nothing at all said about the fact that it's in your sweat. So it just became basic knowledge that's out there, reference points. Everything in my book is referenced. So it's like you don't have to be a doctor. You can confer. It's almost like I'm a lawyer. I'm presenting facts and asking people to make a judgment, which is very, you know, logical in my opinion.
Let me interject and say that life is not one-dimensional. It's complicated. It's interactive in so many respects, but also in the sense of staying healthy and doing the right thing. Now, I think it's important that you bring into this the issue of what else can be done in terms of diet, not getting too much sun, don't smoke. Maybe fasting one day a week is a way to get rid of toxins. What else would you like to introduce as important components into this?
Okay. The book talks about the power cycle, which is a 68-minute time goal. It's a time goal. It's not a distance, although it does turn out to be between 4.5 and 7 miles based on pace. But it's strictly a time goal, and it's meant to get you to burn a high calorie burn, release endorphins, a lot of endorphins, and a high sweat, which only really occurs when you get deep into a cardio exercise. And I feel I labeled it the gold zone. What happens is this whole process, you know, you're building, you're using your will to fight through and get to that time. It's never easy. Even if you're a seasoned runner, you're always going to feel a challenge running 68 minutes. And it's important to incorporate stops and walks. You don't quit. You just simply want to try to recoup. And what I'm getting out of it is that you're able to exercise your spirit, your soul, your actual soul. You use it in your will. Your will is very similar to your soul. People can relate to their will. I have a will to win. I want to win. But they can't relate to the factual spirit. I think if you can relate to your will, it's almost the same as your spirit, and you're exercising your spirit when you run because you're putting it in motion and you're using it to persevere. So it's a spiritual total body improvement of mind, body, and soul that comes from, you know, the commitment to doing this.
And it's, yeah, an alert mind needs a body fit to work, and I just happened to be watching one of the networks this morning, and I was, having been a runner for a lot of years, I'm not uneducated about this, but some individual, I didn't stick around long enough to see if it was a man or a woman, ran 7 marathons in 7 days consecutively on 7 different continents. Now, I know you're not advocating that, and I can't even imagine that. How often are you recommending this exercise regimen occur?
That's it. I'm not the type that does marathons. I can run 13 miles, but this is more of a health pill. This is like an hour shot 4 times a week. It's 166 hours in a week. That's a lot of time. If you invest these 4 or 5 hours, the 160 become tenfold better. You sleep better. You have a great metabolism. You feel better. Everything just improves. So it comes down to making sure this is your number one priority. You finish these 5 hours a week, everything else takes care of itself. I really believe that. Not only your spiritual feeling, your happiness, your ability to just work through life. And, you know, getting into physical shape is the ultimate compliment you can give to your God if you're religious. He designed our body. You're showing him you're taking care of it, and you're working your spirit in the process. You're running. You're using your whole body. naturally your spirit is part of your body. So if running uses your entire body, both inside and out, obviously you're able to use your spirit because it's part of your body. And so, you really get a good, become more in tune with your spirit as you run more. The biggest thing, really, if you think about it, I did research, 9 out of 10 deaths worldwide are attributable to both cancer and heart disease. And heart disease breaks into stroke, a lot of categories. But it comes down to 8 or 9, 10 people who are going to die from either cancer or heart disease. When you look at the power cycle and the contents of sweat, it's almost shocking that this medical has not taken a closer look at this, because each component individually, when accumulated, builds directly to one of these problems. For instance, sodium, we know sodium causes high blood pressure and can go towards stroke. We also know that toxins like lead and nickel, when in higher amounts, are very, very toxic. If you put a certain piece of lead in you, it's going to cause lead poisoning. So why wouldn't the breakup of 1,000 pieces over time be equal? It is, in my opinion. Then you have sugars now they're studying. First of all, sweat is broken out to milligram content and microgram. Milligram is what they can measure. Microgram is so small that they can't really quite measure it, but they know it's there. So sugars, the fats in blood, triglycerides, which clog your arteries, they're actually in microgram quantity of just a liter of sweat as well. You have sugars, you have the salt, you have the toxin, and what's the other one? Cholesterol. So you're actually taking a fraction out every time you invest. And what happens over time is it adds up to, an unclogged sink, an unclogged heart.
Terrific dissertation. I wish we had more time to go. People are going to have to buy the book. Giacomo Fasano, yeah. Fasano. The name of the book, Revolutionary Power Cycles, Ex Libris. Educational, interesting, and quite informative. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate everyone's time, and thanks for listening.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Pat Buchanan. I just finished a 20-minute interview with my old friend Stu Taylor, who's one of the best in the business and a conservative and traditionalist of the first rank. You folks ought to listen to him.
All right, I assume we're back. Are we back, Mike? All right. Sometimes I get into these great conversations. I love my producer, Mike. He's more my friend than my producer. And sometimes you forget you have to go back on. And this doesn't mean anything disparaging to the listening audience. But this is what kind of goes on behind the scenes when you're lucky enough to have people whom I work with make the morning of the day so much more palatable and fun. All right. Enough praising other people. Tonight's debate. What and what it means. And it's a little premature, but I actually got a call from the Ted Cruz campaign yesterday. And we're looking to schedule a date for Ted Cruz to come on. I have aggressively spent time going after the Trump campaign and finally reached the right people, and I've got my fingers crossed on getting Donald Trump on. My message is they can come on for any time, as often as they want, for as long as they want, and I understand what I'm up against. But I do expect, excuse me, I will have an announcement shortly of a booking time for Senator Ted Cruz. Now, I don't have any real particular, let me see, how do I phrase this? Let it just come out. Any particular interest in having on Bush, Rand Paul, even Chris Christie? I've interviewed Carly Fiorina before. I've interviewed Mike Huckabee. They're not players in this race. They're just not. And they're going to toe the party line. My real interest, and I'd love to have Hillary Clinton on, but I'd have a snowball's chance in hell of getting her on. But I would say that shortly we'll have an announcement on Ted Cruz, as Donald Trump is going in for the kill. And it's neck and neck in Iowa. The amazing thing, as I mentioned yesterday, is that Hillary is behind Sanders in both Iowa and in New Hampshire. Now, I get emails all the time from just countless sources I never, ever most of them I don't respond to. I mean, there's solicitations or announcements to subscribe, or maybe people who want to come on the show. I mean, if somebody makes a specific request to come on the show, I will take the time to respond. Talking about general solicitations, one of them that I have received for a number of years, I think it's the nation's oldest left-wing paper and subscribing magazine, whatever it is, The Nation. And I just, you know, I just kind of delete, read it briefly, delete. This morning I got one praising Bernie Sanders and responded to the head of communications over there. So I generally don't get into this, but I responded and said, United States Socialist Republic, sad with an exclamation point. And the lady, I won't mention her name, emailed me back and said, wishing you a good morning, too, with an exclamation point. And I don't want to see America fall. I love this about Trump. I love his response. And, yeah, I think he's really in the driver's seat. And I think all of these issues that are occurring every day, and everybody, the Obama administration, just delusional, praising Iran for releasing these 10 seamen. They humiliated them on their hands and knees, with their hands behind, on their knees with their hands behind their head, intimidating. And we're going to give them $150 billion in just a few days. Why don't we just give them the lottery, which was won, and split that up into $500 million and ask the people who are the real winners, why don't we give it to Iran because they need it? This is just unbelievable. It gets more unbelievable every single day. And, you know, I'm torn in the sense that Cruz is definitely number one on my list. But I'm also thinking that, gee, would I be unsatisfied with the answer is no. With Trump, no. I'm reminding myself here, because I have limited time on this show, and my apologies for jumping from one topic to another. But I said I would come up, I would have the time today, because I just didn't get to it yesterday, to mention these lies that will put aside this State of the Union joke from someone living in an alternative universe, Barry Hussein Obama. I'm going to just mention the lies, and I don't have to get into it because I won't have the time. These are the statements he made. We've done all this while cutting our deficits by almost three quarters. Can somebody tell me what that means when the national debt has doubled from George Bush? See, it's, I told you, it's like selling a suit, a $300 suit, they jack it to $500, and then they reduce it to $350, and they say they've lowered it. It's true that Obama's budget deficit was about 25% of his 2010 deficit, but he referred to deficits plural. And up until last year, all of his deficits were worse than all of Bush's deficits. Second lie, anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction. I can't believe it. Next, are you ready for next? That the Affordable Care Act is all about. It's about filling the gaps in employer-based care so that when we lose a job or go back to school or start that new business, we'll still have coverage. Food stamp recipients didn't cause the financial crisis. Recklessness on Wall Street did. Actually, they were indirectly responsible, because Obama leaves out the government's role in pushing mortgages on people who couldn't afford them and backing the derivatives based on those mortgages, which burst the bubble. Next, we protected an open internet. Really? Next, 7 years ago, we made the single biggest investment in clean energy in our history. And then he starts naming the results. How about Solyndra? How about all of these other alternative energy companies that have gone bankrupt, and he's still going down that road? He's ruined the coal industry. He stunted the oil industry. In spite of him, we've made great progress. And he won't put the pipeline in. He won't approve the pipeline, which he approved overseas. No nation dares to attack us or our allies because they know that's the path to ruin. Holy smokes, to use an old saying. As someone who begins every day with an intelligence briefing, I know this is a dangerous time. He doesn't attend most of the intelligence meetings. It's like Marco Rubio going to Senate meetings. Gets it from newspapers and television. Quickly, we are training, arming, and supporting forces who are steadily reclaiming territory in Iraq and Syria. What a joke. Last 50 years of isolating Cuba had failed to promote democracy, setting us back in Latin America. Worse than ever in Cuba. All right, that's about all I can stand this morning.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
Okay, lots of talk about the economy, business, the problems that are emanating, and our next guest has, a superb read on what's going on with the physical health of our economy, and his name is Joseph Hawranek, and it's spelled H-A-W-R-A-N-E-K. He is the author of Who's Next? Analysis of 66 Mysterious Banker Deaths. It's published by Trafford. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. It's available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook, and the website, Joe Raven, R-A-V-E-N, JoeRaven.com. Welcome. Quite an intriguing and profound title, Joe. Let's get right to the title of the book and hold off on some of the questions about it. What do you mean, 66 mysterious banker deaths?
Well, what I did is I have a background in white collar crime is one of the things that I have, and
not as a participant, I assume.
No.
I'm kidding. Yeah,
sort
ahead.
Of detecting it. So I spotted this early in. And then I started recording. There were so many of them, two a month, through 2014 and 15. And I said, what's going on? And then, first off, what's common about the 66 senior management deaths, they're all from transnational banks. Most were Federal Reserve banks. J.P. Morgan had 19. They all had similar jobs, data process, and these were executives or they wouldn't be in the paper. Data processing executives, risk assessment officers, investment bankers, traders, and CEOs in some cases. Some apparently knew one another. Let me just give you one example. 24th January of 2014, the nation of Germany announced that Deutsche Bank was caught manipulating gold and, quote, their quote, it was much worse than LIBOR manipulation. And then 2 days after that, William Breichschmidt, the senior manager of the Deutsche Bank and gold trading, was found hanging in his home under, quote, mysterious circumstances. That was interesting. But then 2 days after that, William McGee of J.P. Morgan in London, different bank, different nation, jumped from a 33rd floor building. And the problem was is those two were working together. Is that related? I don't know, but it sure sounds mysterious to me. My book, because I started this back then, I said, okay, let's be an engineer. I had to be methodical. So I recorded the dates, the names, the age, the employer, the job title, the cause of death, the comments reported from the paper about the death. And, you know, some of those comments are interesting. One reporter reported that, you know, I knew this individual, and the problem was is he was dead before he jumped. I don't know how you do that, but that's interesting. I stopped in April 2014 and gave the book to the publisher to publish. But deaths didn't stop. They probably went on. They went on for about 2 months until April of 2015, and that's when Eric Holder announced that he was fining five banks $6.5 billion for LIBOR and Forex price manipulations. And then suddenly they stopped. Now, is there a correlation there? Yeah. But is they related? I can't prove anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can match up high correlations, and yet this seems to have some merit. You don't want people to think it's a conspiracy theory. But where do you think, what was the cause of this and why? Was it from threats higher up in terms of what you think? Was it the frustration of being caught in a white-collar crime? Because we've seen the converse of this when the market crashed early on for insider trading, for all the goings-on at Lehman Brothers, et cetera, that nobody was turned in because I think it would have destroyed the confidence of investors if we turned in everybody. How do you differentiate this, and how do you relate to my first questions?
Well, what I look upon it is that these people were doing business as usual. The banks, you're really asking, are banks acting dishonestly? Are they? Well, they've been doing this for a couple hundred years. The stuff that they've been doing is all modeled after the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve Act of 13, which 1913 put the Bank of England as its model. They believe it or not, the owners of some of these banks, based on the research I found, I had to do a little bit of detail on why they were doing this, if that's what you're asking. They believe in the New World Order. Now, what is the New World Order? It's all touted all the time. But what I've determined is that it really is asking for a change in our government model. Our founders founded this country on the basis of Aristotle's philosophy of government, which was a constitution and laws, and everybody had to obey the laws. But the New World Order doesn't look for that. They look for the Plato model, where there's an emperor and vassals. And, of course, they think they're going to be the emperor.
I actually support that. And for people who understand my conservative partisanship here, I think this is nonpartisan. I think this was rampant during the Bush administration as well. This is the scary part. Everybody seems to be in the tank, Joe. It's frightening.
Well, it's been going on for years, and it's I think we're talking about a criminal organization almost, because they admit they're criminals, and they were investigated, they were indicted, they were tried, they were convicted. And Eric Holder gave a $6.5 billion fine. Okay, this is a very sophisticated criminal organization. They're a bunch of thieves. They admit to it.
We hear about the criminal organization of the Obamas and especially the Clintons. We all are aware of that. I'm curious as to whether you have been threatened or intimidated from having this book become public, and it wouldn't surprise me if that happens.
Well, not yet, but I'm telling you, it sure took me a long time to get to the publisher, but that could have been my fault, because they checked and double-checked my sources on everything. They checked every single one of the desks. They checked. It was a learning experience for me. But the real thing here is this. Where did this thing start? This is an organization that's grown up for 100 years. It's very, very old and sophisticated now. It started back in 1910 at Jekyll Island. Ed Griffin looked at just the Federal Reserve portion of there. But see, I've been an executive, and I see, it's hard for me to believe that eight guys, and these were the most powerful men in America, stuck in a single room in Jekyll Island for 9 days, just talked about the Federal Reserve system. And why? Because Paul Warburg, who was a German banker, came over with the plans for the Federal Reserve, and it was the Bank of England plans, and he got it from Nathan Rothschild, who was running the Bank of England. So what else did they talk about? I think they were talking about taking over this country. That's my belief. For instance, the presidential election of 1912 was coming up, President Wilson. We got to control him. And then all of a sudden, magically, Paul Warburg became the personal advisor to Woodrow Wilson throughout the entire administration. They were thinking about, let's take over the press. We got to control the press. So what did they do? They looked at the most powerful newspapers in the country. There was 25 of them, and they bought all of them, every single one. They did this through the foundations and stuff. Then the tricky one, they had a pesky critter there called a senator. The senators were elected in those days by the legislature purposely, because that's the way our founders put it there. And that was to ensure states' rights, because the legislator from Massachusetts was going to be feeling different than the senator from Michigan. But they supported their states' rights. So what they got in is an amendment in 1913. Magically, all these things happened in 1913, isn't it? They got an amendment to the Constitution that says we're going to have popular election. That made it easy for them because they control the press, they control the people, so therefore they're going to control who's going to be elected. Other thing they had that I noticed in 1913 was that, they had control of the money supply, which means they had the control of the nation. And they lent $1 billion to the U.S. government. Guess what? They had to get paid. That's okay, 5%. That's fine. Where does the government get the 5%? They're going to have a tax. And that's where the Internal Revenue Service came from. And
I wish we could go on because
that was also required amendment in 1913.
We're just out of time. This is
okay,
more than fascinating. I'm so happy you came on. Once again, read the book. I highly recommend it. It's called Who's Next? Analysis of 66 Mysterious Banker Deaths by Traffic. Sorry, this time just flew by. Joseph Horanek joining us. Joe, thanks. This was absolutely...
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
You know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk, he doesn't over-talk, he doesn't shout, and we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
We are back as I am delighted to. Weren't they two great guests that we had today? Just fantastic, and hopefully we'll have a lot more of them coming up in future days. I think I should tell you as I look at my calendar here that Dinesh D'Souza, you know, Obama's America, the second biggest high-grossing documentary of all time, right behind that disgusting Michael Moore's movies. He has his book out right now, Stealing America, and we'll have a lengthy interview with Dinesh D'Souza this a week from tomorrow. That will be Friday. You don't want to miss it. The debate tonight and what has to be accomplished and who will be doing what. I think this is a case. And, you know, when you listen to these Republican candidates, you say, well, you know, they they're all impressive in a sense that they're articulate. All of them. I'm trying to think of one who isn't, and there really isn't. I mean, if I had to go back to that, I would say, well, I'd say that let's not talk about 2012 because there were one or two there who should not have been there from the beginning. In this race, the only one whom I think shouldn't be in the race is Ben Carson. Only because as bright as he is, and I think he's honorable and has great character, and he's just sort of, he's quirky, but he doesn't really get what all this is about. And, we all seem to respond. Remember we responded to the Howard Dean shriek? That was the end of Howard Dean, thankfully. Although I do know people who are related to him and whom I know closely, and they say, is this the fantastic guy out of the political arena? And I'm sure he is. Just like Ben Carson. But when Ben Carson, and I understand you can't know all the trap questions but that people generally on the left ask about things they know the candidate can't answer. You know, who are the leaders of all these countries? And they're asking Trump. Who would know the names and the leaders of all these countries? But sometimes there used to be a song out years ago by Kitty Callan. It was called Little Things Mean a Lot. That song by Kitty Callan, Little Things Mean a Lot. And I'm just looking at a little thing that Ben Carson said when he referred to Hamas as Hamas. It just seems to be almost an unforgivable sin. But in tonight's debate, you're going to see the fight for third place. It's a foregone conclusion, I think. Certainly in Iowa, that it's going to be Trump and Cruz. Take your pick. I don't know which way it'll go. People like Marco Rubio who are on the edge. And remember now, this debate is down to only seven people. Rand Paul is chose to leave the undercard. Well, you know, Rand Paul, when it came to ISIS, any chance you had, and I never thought it was much to begin with, pretty much gone by the boards. So we've got seven people left up there. And I think right now what you will see is a very vocal and very highly concerted effort on the part of all of them to secure a third place finish, which would keep them alive going forward. Because if they're funded, why wouldn't they continue to move forward? I'm talking about Bush, who has a huge war chest, but I'd say if he doesn't perform tonight, and I think it's impossible, and I think the game plan will be going after Trump. If he doesn't perform tonight, he may indeed be gone voluntarily. I think it's, what's it, $52 million that he's already spent. And then you've got others. You know, Christie may hang in there. Kasich is as high as number three in New Hampshire. So Carly Fiorina is, you know, she's as dead as a doornail. But if you look at the seven, and the more the seven, the shorter the field gets, the higher these percentages should go up for the leaders and the more meaning they will have. But this is beyond Iowa and New Hampshire. This has to reach into the southern states where I think you'll see people like Chris Christie not be able to carry it. And Donald Trump may end up sweeping the whole field. Now, he did an appearance that was hosted by Joe Scarborough's brother, George Scarborough, in Pensacola. That's Joe's hometown down in Florida last night. 12,000 people and thousands being turned away. They say they have never seen anything like it. Do you know why? People are getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And because they're getting angrier and angrier and angrier, they're willing to settle less for less than a political intellectual approach that solves our problems. I haven't heard enough specifics from Donald Trump to even know how much he does know, except to say I am so fed up and so angry with the plight of this country that other than Ted Cruz, it's going to be more of the same. More of the same from everyone who caves in to the liberal progressivism, socialism that we're having here today. And my goodness, wouldn't it be something if Bernie Sanders were the Democrat? He won't be. He won't be. I mean, it's foolish even for me to pursue that, because if Hillary's got great strength in the South, and if she's not indicted, you're going to see someone else step in here. But the big questions are, why isn't Elizabeth Warren, who's a big wig in this party, you know, the fake Indian, she obviously supports Bernie Sanders' policies, but she hasn't come out with an all-out endorsement of Bernie Sanders, nor has she come out and given any kind of support to Hillary Clinton. Every time you listen to Hillary Clinton talk, I'm going to make that the first person. Every time I listen to Hillary Clinton talk, I can scream. And when they wheeled out Chelsea, and she's no longer the little kid who's off limits, she's in her 30s. And I don't know anything about Chelsea Clinton other than what I read and hear, that she's a terrible person. And to get out and to listen to her, what she's saying about her mother, somebody should take Chelsea and stuff her back into a closet. Take their chances with Bill Clinton, who is the consummate public relations guy. But I don't know if he will be able to withstand the pressures put forth by Donald Trump on his political life, and much more important, the enabling attitude of his wife, Hillary Clinton. You know what that is? That's a partnership in crime. That's what that one is. It's worked out perfectly. It's an unholy alliance. This is Stu Taylor. I want to thank everyone for listening. I can't tell you how appreciative I am. My website is stutaylor.com. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.